This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, I'm going to announce my candidacy for public office here with this promise. Why do we go to other planets? Why do we go to space? Why do we orbit when we can't even drive from here to Europe? We can't even drive from here to China. I don't know. I'm a big idea kind of guy, but I think before we go to space, we should be able to circumvent the world, our own planet, with a vehicle. All right. 9:10 now. Cynthia Lee Sheng joins us, president of Jefferson Parish. Good morning, Cynthia Lee Sheng. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Would you care to be my Department of Transportation secretary to put that in effect?
I love travel, and I don't like getting in the air so much, so I'm all for it.
You could build the infrastructure along the way, the gas stations, et cetera. Imagine a Buc-ee's in the middle of the Pacific between here and Hawaii.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
That's right.
Who's crazy now? Me? Let's talk about how you doing, all right?
Good. I'm doing well. Thank you.
How was the parade yesterday?
It was good. Oh, the weather was great. It was the 43rd Irish-Italian parade. That kind of closes our parade season, but everybody had a great time and big crowds, and, you know, it was really fun out there.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Let's talk about water bills. What's going on with water bills?
So I think you're having me on this segment because we've been discussing this at the past couple council meetings. And look, this is a time of the year where this kind of discussion comes up, because if people in Jefferson Parish certainly can see it on their bill. In January of 2022, we started increasing the water. I keep saying water bill, but we're trying to get people used to saying a utility bill.
I said it. It's my fault.
We have. Yeah. No, I do it, too. I mean, I fall into that as well. Our infrastructure is old in Jefferson Parish, and so I really asked the council back in 2021 to increase the rates so we could deliver a modern water and sewer system to our residents. It's going to take us 20 years. I'll be long out of office when we finish this, but we need to. The pipes were starting to break, and, you know, the infrastructure was getting old, and you don't want to fall behind on that because it affects all things in the parish. And so we didn't want to do such a big jump all at once, so we started doing a yearly increase. People see it starts in January of every year. We go up probably about $3 a month in water, another maybe $4 a month in sewer. And then every year we do the same increase. So we're gathering steam and getting a lot of resources to do these big, big, big projects. But of course, every time of this year, people see their bill go up. And in addition to,
this year because it goes up every year at this time? Is that what I'm hearing?
It goes up in January, and like from January. And remember, we only bill in Jefferson Parish every 2 months.
Right. But let me take it.
It takes somebody to actually physically go to your house and read the meter.
Let me take a timeout here for people that don't understand. To avoid being where Orleans Parish is, you're planning ahead. You said 20 years, you'd be close to 50 by then.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
And then No, but you're planning ahead so that the money is being accrued now so the repairs can take place so you don't wind up with everything broken at the same time, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right. No, it is. It's that things were starting to break. People accused me of making it happen, but when I was really pushing for this and trying to get our council to vote positively, which thank goodness they did, we had a water line break, a sewer line break right in front of the East Bank Regional Library. You all covered it. It was a huge, huge fountain of sewer coming up. And that example, and I'll always say it, you know, if we would have fixed it before it broke, we would have only paid, I think it was $200,000. We paid nine times the amount to fix it on an emergency basis, plus it closed the roads, plus it got into businesses. It was a disaster, right? So this stuff was going to start happening all over the parish because we're just that old. Our infrastructure is that old. So I said this needs to be done. Both systems were losing money by the time I got to be parish president, and when we did it. And so now, but of course, you know, our citizens feel the pain every, you know, and realize that their water bill, the utility bill goes up every January. And we've been, since then, we kind of, the complaints increase around this time of the year through March because this is when these bills go out, when the increase goes up every year. And of course, we run a utility billing system with about 960,000 bills a year that we put out. And there's about a 1.5% complaint rate anyway that we have to handle. And so this is the discussion that we're having on the council side about these bills. And people are concerned about the water meters. And everybody, I mean, myself, you know, you want to make sure your meter works. Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is, they're old meters. So if anything, the citizen gets the benefit of sort of a slower meter, but we're installing the new AMI. I think New Orleans is doing it as well, the automated advanced metering infrastructure. They're called AMI, which is the modern water meter that...
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You can see on your phone, you have an app on your phone, it's very accurate, wireless communication. And we're installing those now. We've started in Grand Isle and Lafitte, and we'll move up to Upper Jefferson. We'll get about 4,000 a month done. So people will start seeing those happening, and it'll take us probably 3 or 4 years to finish that work across. We have 160,000 accounts in Jefferson Parish. So hope is on the way, although that people might not like it when they get the new meter. It might be, you know, go up again because it's a very accurate read. But those were the discussions that we've been having at the council offices.
Well, it could go down. It could go down. You never know.
It could go down.
Yeah, probably not. But it
and
could.
I think people don't realize. So first of all, and I don't know how other parishes do this, but we, on our water, we still call it a water bill. I fall into the same trap, but it really has sewer, garbage, mosquito, a safe water fee from the state, Lafreniere Park or Park Day for me, wherever you, depending on where you live. And look, Tommy, it's a very deceptive, and people still think of it as a water. I swear, I do it myself. Mm-hmm. But I looked at my $108 bill. One month, I got a $108 bill.
2 months, though, right?
2 months. Yeah. 2 months. Okay, I get a $108 bill. And I bring that water component down to a monthly basis. It's $12.62. So that's how deceptive it is. And but you think water, the bill used to say water. Mm-hmm. I sit down, pay my monthly bills. I think of it as a monthly bill because it's in my routine as a monthly bill. But when you really do the math on it, it's very, we still, even with the increases, have very, very cheap water rates. Now, if you have a leak, like a toilet leak mm-hmm. or something like that, your bill is going to go up exponentially. A leaky faucet will use up 20 gallons of water a day. Before I go out of town, I go around my whole house and make sure none of my toilets are on. You know, sometimes the handle gets broken and they start running. That will really increase your bill. And that's where a lot of the complaints come from.
You're the parish president of Jefferson Parish. Is your testimony, Miss Lee Sheng, that you go around to every toilet in your house and make sure that the valve is off before you leave the door of the house?
No. I don't turn the valve off. No.
Okay.
I just make sure the toilet's silent. That's
okay.
all.
All right.
It's not running.
All right. Continue, please. You're under oath. Continue.
So, look, that's what it is. So people can control their water usage, obviously. So this is something that they can control. And then when we see we have really high bills, if we see that there is a problem, we already do this. We go put a door hanger on your door. You know, if your bill is like, you know, like double the use that you would, and we put a door hanger on your door, we take a picture of your meter, and we notify you, you know, check your house, you may have a leak. We're noticing very high water usage. Mm-hmm. So, again, these are the conversations we're having about how to deal with the complaints of the people that still have the old meters.
Well,
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, if you have a tankless water heater, save yourself a trip because you have no idea how long you're staying in that shower. I know because I have one.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. But
you do too.
Mine, you use up more water to get it hot, right? You're kind of, for mine,
right.
it takes a little bit to get it hot.
And then you stay in there a long time because you don't run out of hot water.
Yes.
So go ahead, finish.
Right.
Tell me about bills and if somebody thinks they have the bill is too high. Because the good thing about the smart meters is that they'll be able to monitor this with an app, and they'll be able to see daily what they use, right?
You can see daily. You can pay bills. You can notice a spike very quickly. You know, you don't have to wait for your bill to come in the next weeks to see it high. You're catching it quickly. But we've tried to get we still have a phone-based system. We've tried to do a lot of things over the past years. We've hired more call takers. We've changed those positions, changed the hours, made it more appealing for people to get those jobs. Move to MoneyGram and CheckFree for people to pay their bills. Change the messaging tree. We're still looking at that. We did a callback feature. So we're doing whatever we can to get that complaint line down. And look, during COVID, you know, it was an hour wait. It's terrible. It was an hour wait. We've got it down to maybe between 1 and 15 minutes, depending on the time of day and depending on, you know, what the week looks like. And we're still working on that. We're still going to higher up. I've told them to hire even more people and really put those call takers on the line. So I think if we can get that call time down, the council offices won't get as many complaints and we'll really solve the problem right where it is. You know, the resources we have, we want to keep it on trying to manage the complaints that we get. And so that's a lot of the discussions. But look, I say all this and we're going through the pains of having to pay it, but we're bringing you a new water lab over by Jefferson Highway, a completely new state-of-the-art water lab. The intake at the river is all new. We're going to have a new water plant there. Again, the meters in every household, pipe replacement throughout the parish. You can see our water towers. We have 11 water towers. We're revamping all of those. So really, really water projects and sewer projects through for the next 20 years, this is what this is buying us. So it's difficult, but it's an investment in ourselves. It's an investment in our community. It keeps your property your property values high. It's good for business. And that's why I was such a big advocate for doing it, even though who wants to be a politician and raise everybody's rates? But
right. This
is very, very important to the parish.
You tampered with the Jefferson Parish Recreation Department, too, so there's no help.
I did.
900,000 bills a year, a complaint rate of 1.5%, which goes to show you the squeaky wheel gets a grease. So really, 1.5% is not bad for 900,000. Scott Walker, who I know from when he was 7 years old, having worked with his dad, I know his mom, at-large council member running for parish president in 2027, talking about taking a picture of every meter. I don't know what what that would help. Would it help anything?
Well, I think what we're just, you know, what we've said is, look, the resources we have, let's please put it on the 1.5% and let's make a difference there. If you touch every meter, you know, and the old meters when we're in the midst of replacing it, you know, we think, you know, there is a different way. So, I mean, you know, kudos to him for bringing up the conversation and let's talk about it. But no, that's, we would not want to be in that position to do that, to touch every meter. That would be very difficult for us. And we've talked to him about that.
But
and the conversations are still going on.
Is that about taking a picture or about reading the meter? Because the meter's red. It's just additionally taking a picture. I'm confused about that.
Yeah. I think, you know, there was discussion. He wanted us to look at potentially taking a picture of every meter. And that to do that, to make sure the – look, we have a contract to do it, to make sure, you know, he was getting complaints
that
the meter's
red.
Not being read.
I get you. Okay.
Not being read.
Right.
Or there's mud on it. Mm-hmm. And look, I'm not saying there couldn't be an employee who's just, you know, dialing it in and not doing the work. Of course, we're all humans, and that happens in anything. But we don't think that's going on a widespread basis. And so I think he was discussing that as a check to make sure. But if there's any problem with the water bill, we go out. We don't leave it to our contractor. Our water department goes out and takes a picture of the meter. So, you know, we adjust bills. If we think something's wrong, we quickly adjust it even before the complaint comes in. So, because we look at the 200% usage already. We look at those ourselves and see if there's something wrong on our end.
You've never dialed it into your life.
Discussions will still continue.
You've never dialed it in. You've never dialed it in your life, have you? No, you haven't. I know you. You haven't. You've never done that. Some people do, but not you.
I like getting involved. Yeah. Well, thank you.
If anything, you'd have later checks the toilets before you leave. Tell me you're dialing it in. Come on.
My suggestion to everyone, check your toilet before you go out of town.
What else
it really will.
Go ahead.
Really will bring up your bell.
Tell me about
what
else is going on in Jefferson Parish.
Had a great year. We had a bicentennial park to park where they ran from LaSalle to Lafreniere. We had the Senior Expo on Friday, and you mentioned the Irish-Italian parade, so it was a busy, busy last week. And this week we have a J-Paws, our animal shelter, Pet Fest at Lafreniere Park on Sunday from 11 to 3. You can come out. You get free microchipping for your pet and pet adoptions and rabies vaccines, all that kind of stuff.
When is that?
They also have a
Saturday
career.
Or Sunday?
That's Sunday from 11 to 3.
Good weather should be good.
And then Friday, for anybody looking for a job, we have a career expo at the Delgado River City campus on Friday from 10 to 2. So it's busy. We're still celebrating our bicentennial year all year this year. So lots of fun things.
How's the project on lighting the UEP Long Bridge coming?
I'm not sure. we've discussed that since you brought
that's
that
your
up.
Legacy. That's your legacy.
You've got that discussion
all
going
right, that's
on.
Your
very
legacy.
Expensive. I do know that.
I know that,
very
but
expensive.
you'll put the numbers together. Get Newell to help you. Get Newell to help you. Rattle some chains, put some money together, and then we'll have the UAP Long lit up, and that'll be your legacy. Thank you. Anything else?
It would be beautiful.
It would be
beautiful.
Anything else?
Yes. No, that's it.
Pleasure talking to you as always, Cynthia Lee Sheng, Jefferson Parish President. We'll take a break. We come back. We're going to talk to Isaac Toops, chef at Toops Meadery, about the great crawfish debate. Does seasoning go in the boil or on the crawfish? 504-260-1870. We'll also talk about some of the stuff he does helping feed families in need and how this great debate got started. Tommy Tucker back in a flash, WWO.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.